All right, we're going to go back to St. Louis. Mark Saxon, who covers the Cardinals for ESPN. He's been on with us a number of times this year. Mark, how are you today?
Good, Marty. I feel like it was yesterday we were sitting on the patio and chatting face-to-face, but good to be with you again.
I know. Cardinals in September. That was unusual to take on the Giants, but here we go. Big win last night. Carlos Martinez delivers, and today you've got Chad Kuhl for the Pirates, who isn't, you know, he's done well on the road, and then you've got on the other side Michael Wacha, and you say the name and you think of all the good things, but Michael Wacha has not been the same, Mark. Set up the game for us today.
Yeah, this is a very anxious game for the Cardinals. They know that if they lose, it's probably over, and it's a far from ideal situation on the pitching end. They were essentially choosing between Michael Wacha, Jaime Garcia, and Luke Weaver, all three of whom have really, really struggled here. So the way Mike Matheny cast it sort of before today's game is they've got basically every reliever on standby. I think if Wacha gets in trouble in the first inning, you can see him get pulled. So you're right, Wacha hasn't been the same guy. You know, he's had shoulder issues, and he hasn't pitched well for the most part this season. So it's kind of an anxious game. The Pirates, of course, are banged up. They're missing a lot of their regulars, so you know, I guess that's one reason for hope for the Cardinals fans.
Yeah, Starling Marte is out. I saw that. And Chad Kuhl goes today. Now, the Cardinals saw Chad Kuhl on Labor Day, and they knocked him out in a couple of innings, four hits and three runs. But he has pitched well on the road. What can you tell us about Chad Kuhl?
Not a whole lot. I do kind of remember that game. The Cardinals, I think, a little bit like the Giants, when they don't see a guy, they haven't seen a guy, they tend to struggle the first time, and then they usually make some adjustments. The guys who typically give the Cardinals trouble are finesse-type pitchers. They have a lot of good fastball hitters, so I think they'll hit this guy. Again, the issue is going to be, run containment on their end, so. But I know that, you know, the Giants, of course, have to contend with Kershaw. So it's going to be an interesting day, kind of transcontinental baseball action.
Yeah, and we get the two, your game and the Met game start at 10 o'clock Pacific, and then we're at 1 o'clock. So we'll know well into our game what's happened this morning with you guys. Mark, the other night, on Thursday night, we had one of the crazy baseball plays of the season where ball hit above the wall, should have been a ground rule double and the whole thing. And maybe you could just summarize a little bit for that. And are you surprised Cincinnati didn't try to protest the game? I don't even know if they could.
Yeah, I don't think they could, because I don't think that's something you can protest. The Cardinals were under that impression. I think what's lost a little bit in all the sort of the swirl of controversy, which we love in sports, is that, you know, I think that Matt Carpenter was going to score on that ball had it hit the wall rather than the padding beyond the wall. I mean, it was largely irrelevant to the sort of the baseball play that happened, because Adam Duvall was playing toward the gap. It was two outs. He started on contact, et cetera, et cetera. But I do agree with the sentiment that it's just ridiculous that the umpires, you know, wouldn't review that. Or if there is a rule in baseball that says you have to get it within 10 or whatever, 30 seconds, that's ridiculous, right? It should almost be on any game-winning hit or play, they should be reviewing it automatically, which is, I think, what happens in the NFL. I do agree with that.
Ah, good point, good point. Matt Holliday had one of those baseball moments last night. The Card said they're not going to pick up his option. Two right. things. One, the at-bat was sort of dramatic, but is he going to be a factor if the Cardinals go forward in the playoffs? Can he play?
I don't think so. I think that even today he's got inflammation in his thumb. I don't know that they'd use him today. That might have been it, you know, and what a great moment. Like you said, this is a guy, you don't see players sign 7-year deals and then live up to it almost every single season of a long-term deal. And that's what they saw with this guy. You're talking about a borderline great player, probably a team Hall of Famer. And I actually suspect that he'll get a pretty good contract this year, even though he's going to be 37 next year. I think an American League team would be a great fit, because he has, you know, he's not much of a factor, obviously, in the field or on the bases, but the guy can still hit. that was kind of a cool moment. Just you didn't even know if he could make contact, and then he hits one over the right field wall.
Well, that, as I like to say, you know, as Dwayne Kuiper says, that's baseball, as he likes to say.
Yeah.
Mark Saxon with us, ESPN. He covers the Cardinals. What about the bullpen? Who's been just terrific. We heard the other night maybe a groin issue, but then he came in and was in that Cincinnati game, gave up the tie-breaking hit on a dribbler to the side of the mound. But is he okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm sure that he's still feeling it, but they've used him anyway, and he has pitched well. I mean, he didn't deserve to blow that save. Randall Grichuk should have caught the line drive that was hit right to him. And then you mentioned, like, the swinging bunt, right? I think that, you know, he had 7 days where he went without pitching because of the groin issue. But if they need him today, I'd be completely shocked if he didn't pitch. And he's really kind of saved them down there because they lost that stability when Trevor Rosenthal wasn't good this year.
What do you think of the Mets? And where Adam Rubin's going to join us, one of your colleagues, after you're done with your segment. But how about Jay Bruce and the Mets? How are the Mets doing this thing?
I don't know. You know, it's like they got one, you know, really good pitcher, and they're just cobbling it together. None of these teams, like, you look at them and you go, you know, it seems like teams would just welcome them into the postseason, right? Those are the teams you want to face, the flawed kind of teams. But they all three of them, to varying degrees, have a history of making other teams miserable in October. So, you know, Adam Rubin will break it down in minute detail for you,
yes,
as he always does. But, you know, Bart Colon, I mean, I covered him in Anaheim. This guy completely reinvented himself. And he's a great competitor. It's fun. It's fun to watch him pitch.
All right, lineup for the Cardinals today. Anything unusual? Just the usual crowd?
No, yeah, I think they're going with their guys. And again, like, you know, you'll see they'll use everybody off the bench. They'll use every reliever they can. It's basically a game seven here. That's how they're viewing it. And that's fun, right? Game 161 is like a game seven of the playoffs.
Terrific. Hey, great to have you on. And who knows, we may be talking to you tomorrow.
Before what the heck?
Really. All right. Have a great afternoon, and we'll follow you on Twitter at Mark Saxon. Mark, thanks so much.
Okay, Marty, take care.
All right, take care. Boy, great to have him on with us.